He also said a couple of days ago that he said in the morning when he got up, this was Carter, that he was almost certain we'd have a tax cut next year. Then that night before the sun set, he said, well, he wasn't certain. Now, Governor Carter does change frequently. But the point I want to make is a positive point. President Ford said you can tell those voters in Missouri and Iowa and Nebraska and Illinois that I'm sending a tax cut to the Congress next year to help middle-income Americans. And there's no doubt about it, that's a commitment I have. And let me say one other thing, because there are so many young voters in this audience. And I can also tell you what the surveys show. It shows young Americans moving to President Ford by the droves and by the scores and by the hundreds. Because young Americans demand answers. They want answers from candidates, not promises. Not promises to spend more of their money they may earn in the future. Not promises about taxes that may mean higher taxes. But above all, young Americans are moving to President Ford for this reason. The reason is, we're at peace. No one is being drafted. Your schooling's not being interrupted. You're not being taken from the farm or from your job, because we're respected by our potential adversaries and by our friends overseas. We're respected because we're strong militarily, and we're strong militarily because of the great leadership of President Ford. And I can tell you that it must be refreshing for young Americans and their parents and their sweethearts and their grandmothers or whatever to turn on the TV at night or turn on the radio or pick up the newspaper and not read about somebody being drafted or some memorial service for some young man who's fought a war and been killed in a war we didn't understand, or someone coming back from some hospital with an arm gone or a leg gone or somehow physically or mentally impaired. That means a great deal to America. And I just say this. Governor Carter says we ought to cut defense from $5 to $7 billion. Last year he said $15 billion. And I don't suggest we ought to spend your money if we can cut out the fat and the waste, and we're doing that, but I do suggest this. I'm a veteran. I hope the day comes when there are no more veterans. I want peace for 100 years or 200 years, and the last thing veterans want are more veterans. We've had enough. And we're going to keep your freedom, and we're going to keep your liberty without bloodshed by being prepared, and we're going to be prepared with President Ford. So, and I'll conclude as I started. I thank the Kappa Sigs for their support. I thank everyone else for their support. It just seems to me, and I've been very candid throughout this campaign, that the movement's now with President Ford. We're winning, we're winning, we're winning, because the American people, as I said, are beginning to understand. What it all boils down to is that the judgment is now in your hands. I'm going to go to Kansas City, speak on the steps of the Jackson County Courthouse, and then go to the state of Kansas, where I am good. And then, well, there's a few Kansans here. I never could understand why so many Kansans moved after I was elected, but I've met them all over the country. But I'm very proud to be a candidate for vice president. When I was in Missouri for the convention, I never dreamed it would happen. I was surprised, but it happened. And when President Ford called me, as I said yes before I identified myself, thinking he might have gotten the wrong number. But we've been working hard. I've been doing my best for President Ford because I believe in him. I've known him for 16 years. And you can measure your classmates or your colleagues or your friends or your relatives by how they change as they go up the ladder. Well, President Ford's gone quite high, but he's still the same. He's decent, he's honest, he's accessible, he's candid, he's open. He's a man of unquestioned integrity. He's a man of experience and demonstrated leadership. And to those who say what we need a change, I can't see a reason for a change. What we need are 4 more years of President Ford. Thank you very much. Thank you. We want to get the government off your backs. We want you to make a profit. Thank you very much.
In Kansas, and I'm just so happy to be back here tonight with you. And it's a special pleasure for me because I haven't seen my husband in 8 days, so we're having a reunion tonight. You know, just about a year ago this time, Bob Dole proposed to me, and he said, "We'll have an exciting life together." And little did I know just how exciting it would be. It's been a great experience for me. This is my first campaign. I've had a wonderful experience. I've learned a lot. I've met wonderful people all across this great country. And Bob, since you've given me a chance to talk, I'm going to say just 2 things about some messages which people have given to me, which they ask me to bring back to President Ford. You know, people are great. They tell you, they give you lots of ideas, suggestions, and also messages to take back. And if you listen, you can learn a lot. And my feeling has been that not only did I want to talk about the platforms and the principles and the people involved on the ticket, but I wanted to listen so that we could learn of the concerns, the needs, the interests of the people, and be responsive to the American people. And one grandmother told me, she said, "I want you to tell President Ford how much I support his strong policy of national defense, that we must be number one in the world for the sake of peace. We can't negotiate from weakness." And she said, "You know, I have 2 grandsons, one who's in college and one who's starting his first job, and neither of those 2 boys has to stop what he's doing today, his education or his work, to go into military service. Not a single young American is fighting anywhere in the world on foreign soil today, and we can thank President Ford for that." And one other message I'm going to tell you about was when I was speaking at a senior citizen's home up in Illinois, and a gentleman came up to me and said, "Please tell President Ford how much I appreciate the fact that he has cut the rate of inflation by more than half in the 2 years that he's been in the White House. He understood that if that rate of inflation goes back up, it means the purchasing power of the dollar shrinks, and those on fixed incomes, like our senior citizens, suffer the most. President Ford has cut the rate of inflation by more than half, and he's trying to hold down federal spending so that he can push down that inflation rate and push down your taxes even further. And that's something else we can really all relate to and appreciate." So just keep in mind tomorrow when you go into the voting booth, you've got a moderate to conservative ticket with President Ford and Bob Dole. You've got a very, very liberal ticket with Carter and Mondale. And I think that a lot of people here, as in my area in North Carolina, relate to that moderate to conservative philosophy. And I'd like to say a lot more, but I think I better let Bob speak. But think about performance, too. He's been in office for 2 years, and you have a record to look at, not promises, but performance. And we'll all be celebrating a great victory together tomorrow night. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth. Said it just like we talked about on the way over. Well, that isn't true. My daughter Robin is also here. Robin, just want to wave at these folks out. I certainly want to thank the Leavenworth, the Kansas band. We appreciate your fine music, and it sort of adds to the enthusiasm. I know many of you are probably on your way home for dinner. And I don't want to keep you very long, but we're very happy to be in Kansas. I see a great many of my friends and workers and probably some Democrats and independents in the audience. I hope so, because we need your help We need to carry the great state of Kansas. We need Ross Freeman in the Congress. Larry Wynn is not running in this area, but we need Larry Wynn in the Congress, and we're very pleased that he was here to help us tonight. I really think that President Ford is on his way to victory. I can sense it. I can sort of feel it in my bones. And I had a very close race in 1974, and I know what a close race is in Leavenworth County and Atchison County and all across Kansas. And I sort of have that same feeling tonight about President Ford. Oh, yes, it's very close. But President Ford's going to win because he has faith in the American people. And the American people have faith in President Ford because he's an honest, decent man you can trust. And that says a lot for him. Now, you don't have to worry about me because I figured out if Ford makes it, I'm going to make it Thursday. There's no way he can win and I can lose. So if you don't even find my name on the ballot, vote for Ford. I'm going to be there somewhere. But I would advise you to all get up in the morning and drink your pineapple juice. It's a lot better for you than peanut butter. For one thing, it doesn't stick to the roof of your mouth. But we've now been in 44 states since the 22nd of August. I know where I am now. There have been a few times and I wasn't certain. And whenever I wasn't certain, I got up and said, I know where I am, I know where I've been, and I know where I'm going. But I do know where I am and I do know where I'm going. Going to Independence from here for another rally, but... But we really appreciate the fact that you would give up a valuable time to come out and say hello. As Elizabeth said, we started our campaign in Russell, Kansas. We're going back there to vote tomorrow. I think I've already voted absentee in this county, so we're doing all we can to help. But the president called me this morning. He called me the other morning. I was in Roswell, New Mexico, and he was in Philadelphia. He called me at 7 o'clock his time. That was 5 o'clock my time, and he said, what are you doing? I said, well, up to this very moment, I've been sleeping, so I didn't scold him or anything, but he called me this morning at a better hour, and he said, ask where I'd be today, and I told him, I was going to Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and I was then in Illinois. And he was very pleased that we were keeping busy. But he said, if you can do it tomorrow night, come down to the White House. I think we're going to have something to celebrate. So we're going to try to work it out so we can go down there tomorrow night and watch the returns come in. I want to say one thing that President Ford has told me. I will have an important role to play in agriculture come next year. I think that's important to Kansas, to Missouri, to all the Midwest. I believe in a strong export market, and I hope that's of some interest to Kansans. I also believe in a strong national defense, and that's certainly important to this county. I hope you keep that in mind. And I would just conclude by saying what Elizabeth touched on. We are at peace. No one is being drafted. Your sons aren't being taken out of school or taken away from their job or taken off the farm. And we're at peace because we're strong, and we're strong because we have strong leadership in President Ford. And I think that's really what will make the difference tomorrow. And I'm not here to fuss with Governor Carter. It's too late for that. And I don't intend to do that except to point up that he wants to cut the defense budget. President Ford thinks we ought to remain strong, and I agree with President Ford, and I think it's very important. It'd be a great help to President Ford come January to have some men and women in the Congress he can count on, those who also believe in a strong defense, those who also believe in restraints on federal spending and less federal interference and less federal control. And I say that with Ross Freeman in mind. I think we need his help in the Congress, and we need your help to make certain he gets there. We need Freeman.